Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one, huh?
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know.
And we are back. It is the weekend. It is the Jim Bob Show game day edition heard here at our great stations all around the country. When it comes to football season, I mean, it is one of those things. Obviously, we focus a lot on the NFL, but so many great games happening in college. Plus that great atmosphere. Jim Bob, think about this. As much fun as the NFL is, and we all love it, man, there's nothing like a college football Saturday.
There is nothing like sitting in your lazy boy and the game comes on and gets exciting. And the next thing you know, Dave, you've spilled your nachos and you're screaming at the television. And man, I'll tell you what, if you are going to spice some things up this weekend, they got some great games this weekend. Wisconsin, the Roll Tide Rolled is going to be rolling into Wisconsin. That's a big TV game. You got South Carolina and LSU. That's a big TV game. You got Boston College, Mizzou. Another big TV game.
When you think about that college football environment, Jim Bob, you have been there for a lot of it. You've been a player on the field and all that. But from the fan-facing experience, like, what's the difference in your thoughts to just that college football experience? You got fall, you got school, you got a lot of the fun things that are happening. Tailgater will be there too in a lot of these games.
I just think the energy level at college with the students is a different kind of energy level. It's not that you don't get energy level at Soldier Field or Lambeau or Arrowhead. You do. I mean, but you've got such a young fan base. And it used to be, I mean, gosh, NIL changed things for me, though. I mean, you know, you got some of these teams with a pretty good payroll. You know, but definitely got a big payroll on some of these. And hey, we saw, you know, it didn't matter. Northern Illinois came in, doesn't have a big NIL payroll, and really took Notre Dame to the woods.
So, Jim Bob, on that game, because that one is so David and Goliath kind of thing. That game right there, you know, we've got like Alabama and Wisconsin, but Wisconsin has, you know, had a good team. It's still going to be a mismatch. I think the line is like 16 for Alabama, Wisconsin. Alabama should win, should probably beat them pretty bad. But the Northern Illinois Huskies heading into Notre Dame Stadium for their home opener. Like, this is supposed to be a sacrificial lamb kind of game. They're supposed to just blow them up and blow them out, and it just didn't happen. It'll definitely go down in history at Northern Illinois, but is this one of those big games no one will forget?
I think it's one of the biggest upsets in Notre Dame history. I can't think of one bigger. I mean, they beat them on their home turf. I mean, talk about shaking the foundation. I mean, I think it was huge. And, you know, I mean, hey, Wisconsin's got an opportunity to shake things up this weekend, too. I mean, you've got the Tides rolling in there. You know, the spread's 16, and you have to look at, are you kidding me? I mean, that's a mighty spread to chew on in Wisconsin. I mean, that atmosphere at Camp Randall Stadium, that is going to be electric, buddy. I mean, talk about shaking the foundations. They're going to be doing the jump around the whole stadium, Wisconsin, like it's on a trampoline, you know. And so what's going on? And you know, here's the kicker. You know, can the Badgers keep up with Bama? And Bama's relentless tide. I mean, at 16 points feels like it's a little bit on the high side. But I got to tell you, is Jalen Milroe, the guy's a walking problem, Dane. If he gets out of the pocket, he can slip past defenders like you've never seen. I mean, his legs are going to have the Badgers chasing all night. I think the game is going to be tight for a while. I just think Alabama's going to wear him down, and I think it's a lot of points. But I still think Bama's going to cover that. Wisconsin hasn't, you know, this is a game, though, just set up just like Northern Illinois. I mean, Wisconsin shouldn't win this game, but They could. I'm saying Bama's going to cover the spread, but nothing shocks me after that Northern Illinois victory. And then
Wait, before you get to that, Jim Bob, I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because sort of the game plan for this, you've got Alabama with new coach, right? You've got that. Plus, you know, if it's like Alabama, Auburn, or one of these big games, Alabama's certainly no stranger to big and important and consequential games. For Wisconsin, and you know that environment. I have been to many games at Camp Randall. You know that environment is going to be crazy. I think it's going to be a foreign environment to Alabama. I'm not sure they're fully up to speed with what is going to be happening around them. And then do you think that maybe that's their opportunity, is that Wisconsin can sort of get a jump on things because they're underestimated?
Well, I think that we're kind of... Listen, Kalen DeBoer is not a rookie coach, okay? He coached at Washington, okay? And he knows the environment of going into hostile places. I mean, he went into Oregon, you know, and won when he was 9-point underdog. USC, you know, the whole Pac-12 element. So this is a coach that's got big-time experience, played for the national championship. So let's not act like this is some rookie coach. I mean, he's going to have the Bama. That Bama struggled last week, no doubt about it. I mean, they struggled, and that's going to be – that's what everybody's going to talk about. But I think Bama's going to be – pissed off, and it's going to be one of those all-nah moments, is that it's going to be close for a while, then Bama's just going to go. I mean, he's a great coach. In my mind, Saban was a fantastic coach. I've told you before, he was my coach at the Houston Oilers. He was a defensive backfield coach with Jerry Glanville, and he ended up being a great college coach. Is that Kalen DeBoer, you know, from University of Washington, now the Alabama head coach, is a superstar coach. So it ain't like that he ain't going to have these guys prepared and hasn't walked into big games. It's not like we brought him from, you know, FCS and you know, where you have 6,000 people. I mean, he's played in front of 80,000, 100,000 people, and he knows how to get a college team ready.
I am sure, but it's going to be exciting to see that. I know it'll be exciting for Wisconsin, a big game and no bigger opponent than the Crimson Tide in there. I know you had one more game you were going to share with us, Jim Bob.
Well, I got to tell you what, I like this South Carolina game. I think South Carolina is going to beat LSU. I think LSU is going to South Carolina. South Carolina just destroyed Stoops' Kentucky team, and Stoops is a great coach too. And Carolina beat the heck out of him. Talk about taking somebody out back and putting a whipping on them in the woodshed. I'm going to tell you what, they took Kentucky to the woodshed. I think LSU is going to struggle against them, and that's going to be a great game to watch, and I'm taking South Carolina. I'm also telling you, a great game to watch. Missouri is favored by 16 against Boston College, and again, oh no moment here. Oh no, Boston College, they're going to cover that 16, might win the game. I don't think they got enough firepower to win it, but they're going to cover the 16. Take it all day long, and take Boston College and those 16 points all day long, brother.
So many games, and you can play with them on Wanna Parlay, and we'll have links up at this station site, and of course the Play Store, whether it's for Apple or for Android, and download Wanna Parlay, and keep it here with more as we come back to the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.